Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Aftermind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners back to Aftermind 2012. We're looking to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about different divination tools that a lot of psychics use and how they use it and how it can help people in their lives and heal people and make changes. I think the first step for anybody who does readings is to learn more about protection, because protection is the most important thing when you're going in doing any kind of healing or doing any kind of divination work. The first divination tool that I like to talk about is the tarot card. And what's your feelings on the tarot card, Roy?
You know, it's interesting. If you start looking into the history of the tarot was used as game cards back in, days when there was early, kings and queens. And then, through the ages, they started using those for divination. And a lot of people started started looking at the tarot as something being bad because, they were used for other reasons. And that, the tarot is not bad. The main thing is anything that's of divination is, connecting with the divine, with the higher source. And, and all the tarot does is open up those doors so that we can ask those questions and receive those answers through our intuition. So main thing is not to fall into that trap thinking that it's something evil, in which it's not. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I think, for one, I think the tarot is almost like very similar to soul collages, just the fact that, when you understand what each picture means or how it could turn into a story, then you get a bigger view of what's going on around you, like how it relates so much to your life. Just like any other divination tool, it's a form of communication. To my view, the spirit board would be a divination tool where we're able to commune with the other side, to spirits, and either spirits or gods or astral, terrestrial beings that we can't connect with through. Some people just, some people can't meditate, so that's the only way they can commune with them.
And that's interesting. All it is just a communication tool. If you were to, here's a good example. If you were to take a cell phone and go back into time before, telephones were even made and people didn't know what they were, what would people think that you had when you were communicating on a telephone with other people or other sources? They would look at it as something evil, something, black magic, because they wouldn't understand it. And I think that's the whole thing is, people have to awaken and be open and have a, an understanding. That's where people are, will be more open to, these kind of tools. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, it's interesting that you bring up communication because, long before they even had communication, they used to when the ships were out on the sea, they used to communicate with Morse code. And before they even had radios or any kind of communication tools. So I think this is just another form of communication. It's another tool that a lot of people misinterpretate, just like they misinterpretate, you know, the Bible, because the Bible is another divination tool, because it's connected to the divine part of God. And where they miss, and you know, where they don't really grasp the full knowledge behind it, the first thing to do is to judge. And I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, in the tarot it'll say judgment, because we tend to judge things that we don't understand or that we don't want to learn from. And we all tend to play the blame game, you know, why things are not working out in our lives. And instead of accepting it and just letting it go, you know, we would rather play the blame game. And that just holds us back from our ascension. So we need to learn how to raise our vibration and look at things in a whole different perspective. That's my thought on that.
That's interesting. And, you know, the main thing is being open, you know, do your research, you know, do your studies, and that way, you know, knowledge is power, you know, and that's, you know, where a lot of people, you know, that are closed off or closed-minded, you know, they're just, you know, preventing themselves from, you know, from this knowledge. And main thing is, you know, use these tools. It's like a map. You know, when you go on a vacation, you know, you have to look, you know, where you go from point A to point B to point C. And that's all the tarot is. You know, the future is not in stone. I think a lot of it is just, you know, advice to help us along our path. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
And, you know, it's interesting you talk about knowledge, because knowledge is, like you said, is power, and knowledge is the only thing that we'll take with us, and everything we'll leave behind us. And our memories we'll take with us, so we keep our memories sacred. A lot of people like to write down their memories. Some people like to take pictures and keep their memories. And these memories, I think, have a lot to do with these soul collages, that every picture has a memory, and every picture has a meaning or a story behind it. That's the whole interesting part about divination, is that there's no limit to divination, just like there's no limit to martial arts or anything that you can just learn to use your mind and your soul and your body, and realize that we don't need all this war, but to only gain knowledge and learn lessons from it. That's what I get from that.
And that's so interesting, because, you know, what are pictures? You know, all they are is art. And, you know, you could have five different people look at a picture, and they're going to get something. Each one of these people will get different messages from that picture. So a lot of it is, you know, who do we connect with, you know, what information is coming through, and what messages, you know, can we, you know, relate, you know, and tell others, you know, what we see. You know, that's what makes a good reader, you know, from a bad reader, is being connected to that intuition and a higher source. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I think that's where a lot of divination takes us, is into source. It's just like I was reading this guy's profile under the psychic's name, and he was talking about that spells is one way to bend and to control God's will. instead of letting things just be the way they're supposed to be. And again, like you said, if it's meant to happen, it will happen. If it's not, then it won't. And I think that's just all part of God's plan. That's all part of His will for us, is to learn from our lessons and to move on, and to give us these divination tools so that we can commune with the other side, and to help these lost souls and spirits that need to move forward. And they may not have had no religion, or they may not have had no direction in life. And this was something, a conversation that I also had with a friend, is that, you know, that we came from the preexistence of this spiritual being, and we chose what our whole life was going to be, and that we can alter our reality and change our reality by the way we think. And I think that's where the ascension comes in, because we all have to get to that higher frequency, that higher vibration. And these divination tools are there to get us at that level. And I think that's why we're starting to see more and more events happening, like almost like the meteor that we're trying to discover what really did happen in Russia.
Yeah, that's so true. And the main thing is to, you know, have that understanding of, to do that research and to, you know, open up, you know, to all possibilities. And that's all, you know, divination tools are, you know, is just, you know, for that knowledge, you know, for that connection, you know, to be more, you know, of, you know, unconditional love. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I think for a lot of people, instead of prejudging things, I think they should try something new in their life and try to explore on the outside of this reality to realize that these divination tools are put here on Earth for a reason, and that we should not abuse it, and we should respect it, and use it to help us in our lives, because if it's going to better our lives, and it's going to make us a more happier person, then I say go for it, because whatever brings happiness in people's lives, that's what's important. When people ask me a question, you know, and say, will I be with this person? And the first thing I ask them is, does this person make you happy? And if they say no, they make me sad because they left me, then I'd say, then it's time to move on and find what does make you happy. And it's not always about the person, Roy. It's about finding what you resonate with and what makes you happy in life. That's what raises our vibration, is happiness. And happiness and love, you know, raises our vibration. And that is the whole key to ascension, is to raise our vibration. So anything that lowers our vibration is not what's making us happy. It's not bringing happiness.
Yeah, that's so true. And where does happiness come from? You know, happiness is a here and a now, not a where or a when. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to find happiness in other places, and it can't be found, you know, within ourselves. You know, when we're happy within ourselves, and we're more connected, you know, to Source. Main thing is you can't look for happiness in all the wrong places.
Well, see, that's the whole thing, is I think when you are happy because you got a new dog, or you are happy because you got a new apartment, or when you're happy because you get a gift for Christmas or for your birthday, that raises your vibration. And whatever raises your vibration is putting you in the now with God, and is lifting that vibrational frequency. So if that makes you happy, then I say go for it. Because whatever lifts your vibration. and put your mind into the now and at peace with God.
That is so true. And the main thing is, you know, material things are not what make you happy. You know, we have to be, you know, happiness is within our, you know, within ourselves. You know, and main thing is to be in gratitude for everything that we do have. And we'll find that once you are, then it's going to bring you a lot more happiness. And what's your feelings on that, is it?
And this is very true, because people think that money can make you happy. And this is not true, because money can't bring you happiness, because the only thing that brings you happiness is your own definition or views what makes you happy. Like, for an example, some people can go out into the mountains and they can go fishing. Maybe that brings them happiness. Maybe that brings them contentment. Maybe that brings them a peace of mind. And if that brings them happiness, then that's what they should do. That's where they resonate. Again, like I say, it's whatever raises your vibration. It doesn't matter whether it's money, whether it's a new job, whether it's material. Everyone's definition of happiness is different.
And I think, you know, that's where a lot of people... Do we have any callers right now, I think?
We do. We have a caller from the 813 area.
Let's go ahead and invite that caller on and find out who they are.
And it looks like they just logged off.
Okay. But, well, you know, we want to, again, you know, invite any callers under our show. You know, we're doing some free readings tonight, and we enjoy, you know, doing these readings and helping people in any way we can. But anyway, what I was about ready to say was, you know, the main thing is, you know, showing, you know, unconditional love for others. You know, that brings us a lot of happiness and a lot of joy, and, you know, and helping, you know, as many people as we can. Because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are struggling right now. And, you know, and that's why we started this show, was to, you know, help people out. You know, even if it helps just a little, you know, we've succeeded in helping. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I think with some people are meant to help others, and some people are meant to be caretakers. Some people are meant to be firemen. You know, they might go out and take out fires and help people and save their lives from their houses burning down and risk their lives with the fire. So I think that a lot of times... If that makes you happy as a job or as a person, then, like I say, go for it, do the job, and do it well. And if you like the job and that brings you happiness, then do it. But if it don't bring you happiness, then that's not where you resonate. And I think that's where a lot of people need to find their path, Roy, is what resonates with them and what will lift their vibration for their ascension. And that's where we're all headed. We're headed into a higher frequency where people need to start thinking for themselves and focusing on happiness right now, focusing on their happiness. What is going to lift their vibration? That is the question.
That is so true, because, you know, if you look around, a lot of, you know, stress, you know, a lot of, you know, people out there that don't know where their direction is. You know, there's a lot of people who are going through bad relationships. You know, a lot of people are going through financial problems. or even lost their job, you know. The main thing is we have to be, you know, connected to Source, you know, and through this is we have to be more of the spiritual. And that's where we're all headed. I mean, someday, you know, the money system is not going to be there. So what will we have left? And what we'll have left is the knowledge that we have, the talents, the skills, the creativity, all of this. And, you know, what, you know, are we willing to share, you know, with others and help so that others will help us? And what's your feelings on that, Ethan?
Well, that's very true, and that's a true saying, I think, for a lot of people that are lost souls out there, is to start doing more research on these divination tools that can actually help you to better your life, and to try not to prejudge them and start opening up your third eye. And this will allow you to open up your chakras as well. And the first thing, like I say, whenever you get into any kind of divination work, is to always learn about protection, whether it be visualization of colors, wearing a pentagram, wearing a symbol that can actually empower you, that's going to help you, or even saying a simple prayer to your creator. And that would actually help you to get into the right frequency where you vibrate. And I think that will actually help give people more of a direction as well, because once you're on the red road, it's always harder to turn back than it is to go forward. So I think that for a lot of people, that's where we're at, is this whole shift of consciousness. And I think that's why we're starting to see a lot more events happening with the Earth, with all these changes. Again, like I said, the vibrational frequencies are changing. And we're going to start seeing a lot more things going on in the future.
That is so true. And, you know, things are moving at a lot faster rate right now, so things are happening a lot sooner than a lot of people expect it. You know, even the Earth changes. We're hearing more and more earthquakes. We're hearing more and more, you know, tornadoes, you know, freaky storms, you know. You know, and this is happening all around the United States and the world. You know, I think a lot of that is, you know, people need to open their minds and know that, you know, it's coming. You know, we keep hearing about, you know, being prepared. Well, you're not just going to be prepared, you know, physically, you know, but we have to be prepared spiritually and, you know, and be more connected to Source. Because it don't matter who, you know, this, you know, dark side or, you know, or the anime is, you know, as long as we have, you know, God's light with us, you know, we're going to be protected. And what's your feelings on that, Ethan?
That's very true, and I think and that's where we all feel left out, you know, where we feel blinded. And it's really not about politics or religion. It's about finding our own way, finding our own path. And then down the road, you know, where we have all these divination tools, whether it be prayer, whether it be meditation, whether it be divination, remote viewing, whatever it is, it's going to connect us to the divine, and it leads to only one person, and that's God. And because it puts us in that frame of mind where we're living in the moment of things, we're not living in the past and keep repeating the past. And that right there will also again lift our vibration frequency.
Well, the main thing is, you know, mankind has come to a point now where people are going to have to learn that, you know, killing is not the answer, that fighting, you know, why can't we learn to get along, you know, to be more giving, to be more loving, you know, and that's why, you know, we've come into the, you know, the time of the, you know, feminine energy so that we could all learn this, you know, and be of this energy so that we can be more giving, more caring, you know. And we need to, you know, not keep repeating, you know, history, because there's been killing, you know, going on since the beginning of time, and we need to break away from that and be more of the light. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I think eventually the people who have those contracts, again, like you think about what Dolores Cannon says about how the dark side will emerge into the light. And then for us to move forward in the light, we have to experience the dark side before we can merge into the light. And it's just like if you look at the universe, how black the universe is, and you only see one speck of light into the universe, you know, we are that speck of light, because we are the light, the spark of God light. So even though the universe is so dark, you can see a spark of light in the universe.
And that's interesting, because if you were to light a match and you were in the middle of the desert, you would be able to see that light for miles and miles away. So, you know, that spark of light, you times that times millions of people, and if they have their same light, then, you know, this is what is going to help us, you know, get through this darkness. You know, it's going to give us the guidance so that we can all, you know, be part of the light again. You know, and that's part of oneness, you know, and part of the ascension. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Yeah, and that is so true. I think where a lot of people think that all their life has been dark, but in reality, you know, where there's a spark of light, they are that light in that dark. And once they learn to raise their vibration, then they'll see things start moving better in their lives, you know, and they're just... They're allowing the darkness to consume them. And when you allow it to consume you, it will take you over.
And that's interesting, because, you know, just like the movie God's Army, you know, this is, you know, that movie was based on, you know, the LDS Church, you know, and what the missionaries went through, you know, when they were out doing their missionary work. Well, in reality, we're all missionaries, because we're all helping, you know, guide people into that light and be part of that light and to have, you know, a stronger connection with Source. So the main thing is, you know, and the reason we're in 2013 is we're going to have to make a decision. Are we of the light, or are we of the darkness? You know, what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, it's very true. Some of us were born, you know, spiritual warriors. Some of us were born to live a very short life, and some of us were born to live a very long life. And I think it, like I say, it goes back to also our sacred contract that we agreed to. when we did come here, and whatever we agree to, that's what we're going to become, and whether it be dark or light. And I think that's where the dark ones, they're basically learning lessons as well. And when they start to merge towards the light, then they're going to start realizing what they were doing was wrong, and because they weren't learning their lessons. And that was the only, that's why we have the dark side, is to learn our lessons.
And that's interesting because, you know, remember I had told you that, you know, a lot of people have to hit rock bottom before they start, you know, ascending and be more of the light, because they find out that whatever they were doing or whatever they were saying or how they were living, you know, wasn't of their highest good. So, you know, this all comes down to decisions, you know. What are we going to change in our lives to make things better?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
And again, I think that's part of archetypes, you know, how they talk about the, being a victim. I think that we can become a victim to ourselves, or we can learn to, again, like I say, raise our vibration, what makes us happy in life. And I think that's the reason why a lot of times when we choose to do things that don't make us happy, is to bring us into that vibration of finding out what does make us happy. And I think that's the lesson that we're learning.
That's so interesting. And the main thing is, you know, spreading the word, you know, and to help people in, to, you know, open up and to make choices. It all comes down to, you know, how do, you know, we want to change, you know, in our lives and make things better. You know, if we hurt somebody or if we hurt ourselves or, you know, or if we have negative thoughts or, you know, or have a negative life. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, like I was explaining before, you know, sometimes we have to hit rock bottom in order to find our happiness. Or we have to turn our lives back to source, back to God. And because sometimes we have to be reminded of the order of things, like Zeus says, you know.
And, you know, and that's interesting because we were talking earlier, and remember you had mentioned that a lot of people, you know, have to start focusing more on their health. You know, and health is very important because, you know, when you, your health is in the perfect, you know, state, you know, if it's in, you know, you're a lot happier. You know, you appreciate life more. You're willing to do things. You have more energy. You have more, you know, you're more giving. Because the reason we go through illness is so that we could appreciate good health. You know? And what's your feeling on that, Agent?
Well, again, I think that health and happiness go hand in hand. I think without your health, you can't really be completely happy. And so I think that, again, I think it leads to happiness and it leads to raising your vibration because now you're starting to focus on what makes you happy. And I think when we start to lose track of what makes us happy, we start bringing in and allowing these illnesses to take control. And when we start allowing that, then that's how it affects us.
That is so true. And the main thing is, you know, what are we willing to allow? You know, what are we willing to make a sacrifice for us so that we can live a more, you know, spiritual life, a more life, you know, being, you know, of the light. You know, what are we willing to sacrifice and, you know, and give up so that we can live, you know, a more abundant life, a more life of happiness and finding our, you know, perfect, you know, soulmate. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, a lot of people say, you know, like I said, everybody has different views on what happiness is. A lot of people say that finding a soulmate can't make you happy, that you have to be happy with yourself first. I don't agree with that because I think that if somebody's going to bring you happiness and somebody's going to raise your vibration, then that will help you to allow yourself to love yourself better. I think a person can change a lot in their life if you just allow them to. And anything that will raise your vibration, I say go for it. I think that a lot of people think that in order to be happy, you have to love yourself first. Well, sometimes some people need a push. Some people need help to find happiness. And, you know, and that was the reason why God created man and woman, because, like I said, Adam could not be, a man cannot be alone, but man needs woman to make them happy. Well, this is a true saying because, you know, again, like I say, it raises your vibration.
Yeah, that's so true. And the main thing is to, in order for all of us to ascend, you know, we all have to be in that vibration. And it's important, you know, that, you know, we focus more, you know, on the light, focus more on our health, you know, be more, you know, in gratitude for what we have. And, you know, and the universe is going to provide all the rest. We just have to have trust, you know, not only faith, but trust.
Nobody called in.